Shalom uvecha to all. Welcome back to Torah Imecha Haftorah with the OUM and Initiative. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah for Shabbos Haggadah. Shabbos Haggadah is the great Shabbos before Chag HaPasach. Even though we read a parsha, of course, not even though, we read a parsha of the Parshas HaShavua, which is Parshas Tzav. There is a very special Haftorah, and that comes from Sefer Malachi. Malachi was the last of the recorded Nevi'im, and the final of Nevi'im in Sefer Nevi'im, as in Torah Nevi'im and Ketuvim. And what does the Haftorah tell us, which is what we're going to be learning today? The Haftorah is from Sefer Malachi, the end of the Sefer Perek Gemal, Pasuk Dalet through Chof Dalet. It begins with a general introduction and the very famous pasuk that you're all familiar with, of course, from the end of our Amida every day. V'arva l'Hashem minchas Yehuda v'Yerushalayim kimei olam uchshanim kadmonias. It will be pleasing to Hashem once again, the offering from Yehuda and Yerushalayim kimei olam, like days of old, uchshanim kadmonias, and like early years. What does this have to do with Shabbos HaGadol? This prophecy is prophesying. It's Malachi's words and vision and prophecy about the end of days, about the great Geula that will come. Well, we prepare for Chag HaPasach and Nisan. We recognize the first national Geula. Our nation was born in the crucible of Egypt. And Hashem redeemed us from this land. But of course, we long for and we wait the ultimate redemption in the end of days where the Geula will come and all of the Galus will end. And that is what Malachi is prophesying about here. So he begins with an introduction. And it will be pleasing to Hashem once more, the offering of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, like days of old, like early years, like we have been doing. It doesn't say in the Haftorah Chelek Aleph Beis Gimel and Dalet, but I think that if you look through the Pesukim, there are different themes, and the Haftorah can be divided into different themes. After that general introduction, then we come to Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph is rebuke against the sinful ways of the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says has happened from days of old, from the time of your forefathers. The people have been sinful, and there is a rebuke for this. And Hashem says, Shuvu Eilai v'ashuvu Aleichem, Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Return to me, says God, and I will return to you, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts. V'amartum b'men nashuv. But the people were thick-headed, if you will. They were stubborn. They were overtaken by the Yetzer, and they said, with what shall we repent? Now we move to Chelek Beis, and that is Tochacha, over withholding Meiser. Hashem calls upon us to once again fill the storehouse with Meiser, to give tithes. What Hashem gives us is not ours entirely to keep. The Torah commands us to give a portion of what we have to those who have less, and Hashem here commands us to give Meiser. And then Hashem says, if you give Meiser, test me, and I will bless you. Very, very famous idea. If you give Meiser like you are supposed to, you will see I will open up the windows of heaven for you. I will empty upon you blessing without end. So Chelek Beis is Tochacha, over withholding Meiser, and the admonishment and encouragement to once again give Meiser, and Hashem will bless us. Chelek Gimel is another Tochacha. The people, the Navi says, question God. The people say, what is the point in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Navi says, in the words of Hashem, so to speak, the Navi says, Hashem says, those who fear me will be mine. And in the end of days, you will see the difference between those who serve me and those who do not, between those who are righteous and those who are not. Do not question the point of serving me, because the tzaddik always follows after God, even without questioning Hashem. It's the Rishayim who question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what is the point of the divine service? And therefore, v'shavtem, when you repent, or re'isem ben tzaddik l'rasha, in the end of days, you will see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between Oved Elokim Lasher Lo Avado, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve God. Chelek Dalet, we're coming close to the end of the Torah. We are told the wicked will be punished and the righteous will be healed and healthy. God says a great day is coming, a day that is burning like a furnace, and all the criminals and doers of evil shall be like straw. The day is coming that will burn them. However, the sun of the righteous and the sun of salvation will shine for those who fear me with healing rays of light. And then finally, the conclusion. The conclusion is a series of three famous, I think, psukim with which the Nevi'im end. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant, Asher Tzivisi also Bechorev, that I commanded him at Har Sinai, I'll call Yisrael, Chukim Mishpatim. I commanded Moshe to command Israel by my Chukim and my Mishpatim. If you want to know how to bring the Geula, remember the Torah, Moshe my servant. Ah, Pasuchav Gimel, Hinei Anochi Sholecha Chamis Eliyahu Anavi, Lifnei Bo Yam Hashem HaGadol VeHanora. Behold, I am sending to you Eliyahu the prophet before the great day, the great and awesome and fearful day of Hashem comes. Eliyahu Navi Zechur LaTov will come and he will announce us the redemption is at hand. What do we have on the Seder table? Fifth cup, Koshal Eliyahu, Vivesi Eschem El Aretz. We have the cup of Eliyahu because Eliyahu is going to come and tell us the Redeemer is here. Pasuk of Dalet, Veheshiv Leiv Avos Albanim Veleiv Banim Alavosam. When Eliyahu Nevi comes, he will return the hearts of fathers to the children, the heart of the children to their fathers. He will reconcile the generations. He will close the generation gap. But if you do not listen to the words of Eliyahu Navi, Pen Aval Vihikesi Asaretz Chey. Who, lest I come, I will smite the land with utter destruction. Hashem will be revealed on that day. If the hearts of the people return to him, it will be a great revelation of Hashem's loving kindness. And if the people have not repented, the world is apt to collapse. Now we do not, and just like we don't end Eicha on a sense of despair, but just like in Eicha, we repeat the second to last pasuk, so too we do here. And we have me repeating, this is the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. Again, Shabbos HaGadol reminds us that Pasach is here. We celebrate the Yetziyah Mitzrayim, but what we really want to hear is the words of the Navi come to fruition for the end of days. We want another Geula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't only want to celebrate Yetziyah Mitzrayim and the birth of our nation. We want the Geula from this terrible dark exile that we are in. And that is the themes of the prophecy of Malachi and a selection of Pesukim. I want to talk about one Pesuk specifically, and that comes from our Parag Gemel. Well, it's on Parag Gemel actually. Pesuk Tas Zayin. Oz Nidburu Yirei Hashem Ish El Yireihu. Then those who fear God will speak one man to his fellow. Vayakshev Hashem, Hashem pays attention. Vayishama, Hashem hears. Vayikosev Sefer Zikar on the fun of. And he writes a book of remembrances before him, the Yirei Hashem, for those who fear him. Udachosh Veshemo, fascinating pasuk. And those to think or consider his name. This is the pasuk. I want to quote for you. I want to learn with you an exquisite medrash. It comes from Medrash Rus Rabba, Parsha Hey Simon Vav. Okay? The Megillah in Rus, yes, Megillah's Rus tells us, and Perek Beis Pasuk Yedalet, that when Rus was gleaning in the fields of Boaz, he was very, very kind, and he told her, you could stay in my fields, do not glean in anybody else's field. And he told the harvesters, the reapers, not to harass her, don't let her go anywhere else. At drink time, she should drink with them. At snack time, she should eat with them. And the Pasuk says, Rus, Perek Beis Pasuk Yedalet, Vayomer la Boaz, le'es ha'ochel, go she halam. Boaz said to her at the time of the meal, come close, va'achalt min ha'lechem, and eat from the bread, v'tavalt piteich b'chometz, dip your bread in vinegar. The Mefarshim say vinegar lowers the body temperature. It was the spring season. It was hot. She's reaping all day. V'teishuv mitzad hakotzim. She sits next to the harvesters, next to the reapers. V'yitzpa la kali. Boaz gave her parched grain. Vatochal, she ate. Vatispa, she was satiated. Vatosar, she had some left over, even to take to her mother-in-law Naomi. So what did Boaz give her to satisfy her hunger? Vayitzpa lo kali, he gave her some parched grain. Okay, before we go into the Medrash itself, I'm going to tell two other instances in Tanakh that the Medrash is going to speak about, actually in Chumash, okay? When Reuven wants to take Yosef home in Perek Lamed Zayin of Yishev, and the brothers throw him into the pit. Reuven has the best of intentions, but he is not successful in bringing his intentions to fruition. And ultimately, of course, he does not bring Yosef home. But the Pasuk says, Breishis Lamed Zayin Chaf Aleph, Vayishma Reuven, Reuven hears the brothers' plot, Vayatzileo Miyadam, and he saved Joseph from their hands. Vayomer, and Reuven says, Lo Nakenu Nefesh, we should not strike us all. With Aaron a Kohen, when Hashem tells Moshe at the burning bush, don't worry so much about Aaron's kavod. He's not going to be jealous of you. You have to accept the job. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet, and Sefer Shemos. Vayichav Hashem b'Moshe. Hashem became angry at Moshe. And he said, behold, Aaron, your brother, the Levi, I know he will be your interpreter. He will come out to greet you when you get back to Egypt. Vihinehu Yotzei the Korsacha, V'ra'acha V'samach B'liba. When Aaron sees you, he will rejoice. He'll be happy in his heart. Three situations, two in Chumash and one in Ketuvim. Reuven wants to save Joseph. He is not successful, but the pasuk says, "By Yatzileu miAdam." Reuven saves Joseph. By Aaron, it says, "V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo Moshe." When Aaron sees you, he'll rejoice in his heart. And finally, Boaz gives Rus parched grain. Let's go into the Medrash, Rus Rabbah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Maryon. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Maryon says, Ba HaKasuv L'Olam Decha. What do we learn from the fact that Rus gave her parched grain? Ba HaKasuv L'Olam Decha. The Torah comes to teach you, She'im Adam Osa Mitzvah. If a person does a mitzvah, Ya'asana B'Lev of Sholem. He should put his whole self into what he's doing. She'ilu haya Reuven yodeya she'kosh baruch hu machtiv alav vayishmer Reuven vayetzein miyadam. If Reuven would have known that the Torah would record and Reuven heard and he saved him from their hands, b'ktefo haya molicho etzo aviv, he would have taken the boy Yosef home on his shoulders and taken him back to father. Had he only known what the Torah would have said, that Reuven saved Joseph, Reuven would have taka put Joseph on his shoulders and taken him home. Continues the Medrash. Ba'ilu haya yodea Aaron, she'kosh baruch hu machtiv alav. If Aaron would only have known that the Torah would say about him, he knew who yodsei the krasecha, he will come out to greet you and rejoice in his heart. B'tupim ubim cholos haya yodsei the krasecha. Reuven, Aaron would have gone out with tambourines and dances to meet Moshe Rabbeinu, not just Asham Aleichem, Rabbi Yed, tambourines and dances. Ve'ilu haya yodea Boaz, she'kosh baruch hu machtiv ala vayitzpa la kali v'torcha v'tispa v'tosar. If Boaz would have known that kosh baruch hu would write, and Boaz gave her parched grain, some dry toast, some popcorn kernels, and she ate, she was satiated, she had leftover to take home to Naomi. Had Boaz only known, it would have been recorded for posterity that what he gave Rus is parched grain. Agalos mifutamos hayam achila. He would have given her fattened calves. He would have given her sushi. He would have given her meatballs. He would have given her steak. He would have given her London broil. He wouldn't have just given her parched grain. So the Medrash says, we learn from these three instances, she'im adam osem mitzvah, ya'asana believe him. When you're going to do a mitzvah, when you're going to do a chesed, when you're going to do something that you're supposed to do as a Jew, do it with your full heart. What does this all have to do with the Torah? We're getting there. What does this all have to do with the ultimate redemption? We're getting there. So you might think, very nice, in the times of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ketuvim. So yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was recording. So you should do it with a full heart. But I don't live in those times. What do I have to do with anything? We live in the times that are bringing Mashiach. Halavai Bekar. We live in a time that is hopefully this Chalta de Geula we daven. It's the ikvus of the Mashiach. The footsteps of the Messiah can be heard. We live in a time that's right before redemption. How can we bring the Geula? Ah, the Medrash says, continues the Medrash, Rabbi Kohen, Rabbi Yeshua, Dichsinin, B'Shem Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Kohen, Rabbi Yeshua, Dichsinin, Avschinin, said in the name of Rabbi Levi. L'sha'avar, in the past, Haya Adam Osa Mitzvah, V'anavi Kosvo, it's true talk of, you lived in biblical times when the biblical canon was open. So when you did a good deed, the prophet would record it. The Navi would write it down, so others could learn. Very nice. V'achshav, but now, Kesha Adam Osa Mitzvah, Mi Kosvo. But now when we do a mitzvah, who's writing anything down? Ah, the Medrash answers, Eliyahu Kosva u'melach HaMashiach. You know who writes down today? When every Jew does a mitzvah, does a chesed, does a proper tefillah, does something on behalf of Klal Yisrael, Eliyahu Navi u'melach HaMashiach write it down together. Who stamps and seals, who affirms the document, who gives the apostle, who gives the seal that this is correct? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chosem Al Yadeim. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who places his Chosem, his seal, on their signatures. So don't think today when I do something, it doesn't have an impact on bringing the Geula closer. Don't think when I do something today, I cannot end this Golos. It's not true. Each one of us is the Koach to end the Golos. What an appropriate lesson for Shabbos HaGadol. Of course we should celebrate and give thanks for the Geula Mitzrayim. It's an integral part of our religious psyche. That was the birth of our people. Yetziat Mitzrayim. We talk about it in Kiddush. We talk about it in the Kriya Shema.
We're talking about the Ga'al Yisrael. We talk about an Az Yashar every day. Of course, we should celebrate and give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Nisecha v'al Niflo Secha. But what about the future redemption? How are we going to bring the future redemption? You know how? By each one of us doing our actions, B'leiv of Shalem. Shaim Adam Oshim Mitzvah. You smile at a person, do it with your whole heart. You do a chesed for somebody, you do it with a full good ratzon. You do a mitzvah, do it properly. You make a kiddush Hashem with ratzon, with machshava, with simcha, with saying, Hashem, I'm doing this for you. So you might think, nobody's watching, nobody's writing, the Nevi'im aren't open anymore. It's true. But the Midrash says, somebody is watching. Somebody is writing. And with all of those small actions that we will do, with a lev of Shalom, that's how we will bring the Geula. There could be no more appropriate message for Shabbos HaGadol. While we remember and give thanks for Geula Mitzrayim, we must work towards each one of us, the future, ultimate redemption, to get us out of this terrible galus which we are in. What's the last line of the Medrash? Our Pasuk from Malachi. That's Chaz at the end of the Medrash. Rabbi Kohen, Rabbi Yeshua, Dichsinin, B'Shem Rabbi Levi, say as follows. L'sha'avar haya Adam osa mitzvah, v'anavi kosva. V'achshav kisha Adam osa mitzvah, mikosva. In the past, the prophet would write down the good deed someone did. Now when someone does a good deed, who writes it down? Eliyahu kosva, Eliyahu Navi writes it down. U'malach HaMashiach, along with Malach HaMashiach, V'alkosh Baruch Hu chosem ha'yadim. And you know who affirms that it's true? Who gives the divine apostle? Kosh Baruch Hu. Hadahu dichtiv. What is the proof for this? Our pasuk from Malachi. Ah, hadahu dichtiv. Like the pasuk says in Malachi, az nidbru yirei Hashem isherer. You understand the Medrash thing? Then the God fearing spoke one man to his fellow. Eliyahu Navi, Amalcha Mashiach, speak to each other. They're God fearing. And they say, did you see the mitzvah that so and so did? Did you see the Kiddush Hashem that so and so did? Did you see the bracha she made with Kavana? Did you see the tefillah he davened with Kavana? Did you see the tzedakah he gave? Did you see his heart that he has for another yet? Az Nidbru, Yirei Hashem, Yishevei, one man who's God fearing. Eliyahu to Amalcha Mashiach spoke to each other. Vayakshev Hashem. Hashem pays attention. Vayishama. Hashem hears the deeds we all do. Vayikasev sefer zikaron lefanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu writes it down in the sefer zichronos. Leyirei Hashem. For those who are God-fearing, ulechosh veshmo, and those who ponder, consider, think about, direct their thoughts to His name. What a message for Shabbos HaGadol. Thank you, Hashem, for Geulas Mitzrayim. Behodosu lahala lafar l'romim lahada l'nat la'ale l'kales l'misha asa nisim lavasein v'lanu ga'alsan mi'abdus l'cherus me'afeilu l'argodal v'norma l'fanam shira chadash l'aduka. But what about the ultimate redemption? How am I ever going to bring it if the biblical canon is closed? Don't worry, Malachi says. Eliyahu Navi and Melech HaMashiach are paying attention. They're writing it down. God is paying attention. He's mishtatev with them. He's signing and sealing. For those who are before Him as God-fearing and consider His name, Malachi Parakimo Pasuk Tazayin Az Nidbru Yirei Hashem Isha Re'eu VaYakshiv Hashem VaYishama VaYikasev Sefer Zikaron the fun of the Yirei Hashem ULechosh Meisumo Halavai. Through all of our actions that we contemplate, who is paying attention to everything we do, everything we say, everything we think, every action we do, you'll truly act as the Torah wants us to act, like the Navi says earlier in the Haftorah, Shuvah Eilai, Vashuvah Eilechem, Amar Hashem Tzvakos. When we return to God, He will return to us, and then we will merit. Hinei Anochi, Sholeach Hachem, Eseliu Anavi, Lifnei Bo Yam Hashem, HaGadol, VeHanora. May we so see it immediately in our days, with Birkas Chag Kosher, V'Sameach, to all of you. Thank you so much. Kol Tov, and have a wonderful day.